Welcome. You're listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on Ayers Allais are the copyright property of the original authors and publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. There's something new on Ayers Allais every day. Hello, this is Roger Baker, and every Wednesday we bring you interesting and useful news about business and personal finance. The following two articles are from the online website Yahoo Finance. Our first article, How to Recession-Proof Your House as a Homeowner, written by Allie J. Yale. Recessions typically mean bad things for homeowners. Real estate quickly loses value, and many homeowners find themselves owing more on their homes than they're worth, which is known as being underwater on their mortgage. And if they need to sell due to a layoff or other recession-related issue, that could mean taking a financial loss and owing your lender money even after the sale goes through. Unfortunately, a recession may soon be upon us. Researchers at J.P. Morgan put the chances of a 2025 recession at about 60%, while the International Monetary Fund estimates a 40% chance as of its April economic outlook. A recession doesn't have to catch you off guard, though, said Matthew Argyle, a certified financial planner at Encore Retirement Planning via email. With the right prep, your home can be more than a roof over your head. It can be a buffer, a backup plan, and even a source of income. Small moves now mean fewer regrets later. Are you looking to minimize those regrets and protect your house and wealth against a recession? Here's what you can do today to help. 1. Have an emergency fund ready. One of the best things you can do is start stowing away cash. This gives you a financial safety net if you lose income and can't make your mortgage payments, and it gives you funds to cover home repairs or other unexpected costs as they come up. Make sure you have ample cash on hand, said Christopher Mediate, president of Mediate Financial Services via email. Then, if something goes wrong, roof, heating, cooling units, etc., you will have the money to fix it. Just be careful about how you're storing those emergency funds, experts say. I commonly hear clients tell me that they have an equity line on their home that they could use if times got tough as a replacement for having a traditional emergency fund, said Stephen Scheib, a flat-fee financial advisor and founder of Scholar Financial Advising via email. What they don't realize is that the bank can shut down or reduce these equity lines very easily and without your consent. This removes that liquidity option and can put them in a tight spot. To ensure easy accessibility and that your savings earn some interest, make sure you're storing your funds in a high-yield savings account. You can withdraw money more easily than with a HELOC, certificate of deposit, or investment account. Always shop around to get the best rate. 2. Make repairs now. If your home needs repairs, maintenance, or an annual tune-up, now is the time to get them done. Recessions don't care if your water heater fails or your roof springs a leak, Argyle said. Fix small issues now, because when times are tight, delayed maintenance gets expensive fast. Argyle advised focusing on bigger system items first, HVAC, plumbing, and roofing issues that could quickly amount to big-ticket repairs. If you can, take some time to learn how to DIY some of your home's regular maintenance tasks. This could save you cash in the future, should a recession hit. Economic cycles are always unpredictable, Mediate said. If you're concerned about protecting your asset even during a recession, then you need to be proactive. 3. Invest in efficient and value-increasing upgrades. If you can spare the funds, investing a little in improving your home's value is another smart pre-recession move. This will help give you more equity and help offset, at least partially, the value drops that typically come with a recession. Always look to increase the equity you have in your house, Mediate said. The more equity you have, the more protection you will have from falling values. You should also think about curb appeal. Things like landscaping and exterior painting. These can help keep your home marketable to potential buyers if you need to sell the house. Finally, think about making your home more energy efficient. Not only will this increase your home's value, but it could save you money on utility bills. That can be a significant help if you're ever struggling financially. Efficiency upgrades aren't just about going green, they're about staying lean, Argyle said. Smart thermostats, updated insulation, LED lights, even low-flow toilets. These tweaks cut monthly costs and give you cushion if your income takes a hit. 4. Form a backup plan. Think about how you might cope should a recession hit your household hard. What will you do if your income drops and you can no longer afford your housing payment or other bills? There may be a way you can make income from your home to bridge the gap. Don't wait for a crisis to figure out how your home can earn its keep, Argyle said. Can the basement be a rental? Can you Airbnb a room or lease garage space for storage? You can also use apps to rent out your parking space, closet space, pool, and other amenities. Explore your options, and if anything sounds like it has potential, run a trial now, Argyle advised. That way, if things get tight, you're not scrambling. You're activating a backup plan you already tested. You can also explore refinancing your mortgage loan, which could reduce your mortgage payments, particularly in a recession. The good news is that recessions generally lead to lower interest rates, said Matthew Ricci, a home loan specialist and branch manager at Churchill Mortgage, via email. You could end up finding a good opportunity to either purchase discounted real estate or refinance your existing debt to a lower rate. The tricky thing about refinancing in lean financial times is that you have to pay closing costs. If you think refinancing is the right strategy for your family, start setting aside money for closing costs now. Also, shop for the best mortgage refinance lender to find one that will give you a good deal on both the interest rate and fees. 5. Avoid tapping your home equity. Finally, if a recession is looming, don't overextend yourself on your house. Avoid taking out a home equity loan or HELOC and steer clear of a cash-out refinance. All of these will lead to owing more on your house, which is a hazard should home values start to drop. Keep your housing debt low and your payments manageable so you have options if your job becomes another recession statistic or if a smart investment pops up, Argyle said. All in all, Shipe recommended having at least a 20% equity buffer if possible if you're heading into a recession. This gives you a cushion to exit your home, possibly at a lower price, and pay the closing costs without having to spend anything out of pocket, Shipe said. It's also best to avoid taking out additional loans and work on reducing your credit card and other debts. Having a strong emergency fund and low debt payments will go a long way to helping any homeowner weather a recession, Ricci said. And finally, CD versus IRA. Which one is better for your retirement savings? Written by Sarah C. Brady. Both CDs and IRAs can help you grow your savings, but is one better than the other? When the stock market makes big swings, it's normal to think about putting your savings somewhere safer. During these times, low-risk accounts like certificates of deposit, CDs, can look especially appealing, since there's no chance you'll lose money when you invest in one. Does that mean a CD can replace your IRA or other retirement savings accounts? Here's a breakdown of how a CD compares to an IRA and which one will help you reach your retirement savings target. What is a CD? A certificate of deposit, CD, is an account where you agree to deposit your money for a set amount of time in exchange for a fixed rate of return. With CDs, you can calculate exactly how much interest you'll earn up front, plus you know when you'll get access to your money again. Since you agree to leave your money on deposit for several months or years, the bank rewards you by paying higher rates of return on CDs than on checking and savings accounts. How much higher? The national average interest rate on savings accounts is just 0.41%, but the average on three-month CDs is 1.43%. On top of that, if you shop around, you can find CD rates close to 4.50%. What is an IRA? An individual retirement account, IRA, is an investment account built to hold your retirement savings. When you contribute money to an IRA, you can usually choose what assets you want to invest in – stocks, bonds, IRA CDs, mutual funds, and more – or you can choose a target date fund, where your portfolio mix is determined by your retirement timeline. IRAs are also great investment tools because they have tax benefits. These are the general tax ramifications for each type of IRA. Traditional IRA. Your contribution to the account reduces your income tax bill, but you will have to pay taxes on the money you withdraw. Roth IRA. Your contribution does not reduce your income tax bill up front, but you can make tax-free withdrawals. Unlike 401ks, you don't need an employer to open one of these accounts for you. Instead, you can open an IRA through a bank or investment company. However, you can't access your money until you reach retirement age in most cases, at least without paying a penalty, and there are limits on how much you can contribute. IRA versus CD – Key Differences. CDs and IRAs don't have a lot in common. While both can be good places to keep your money, they're built for different purposes. Each one has different levels of risk and reward. CDs are built to hold your savings for just a few months or years. They're generally low risk, since rates are fixed and your deposits are insured. But they're also low reward, meaning your money can earn more interest elsewhere. By comparison, your money might sit in an IRA for decades before you retire. Since you have a longer time to invest, you can choose to invest part of your money in higher risk assets like stocks. If your stocks lose value during a market downturn, you'll likely have ample time to rebound. What's better, a CD or an IRA? IRAs are one of the most effective ways to save for retirement for a few key reasons. Tax penalties for early withdrawals incentivize you to leave money in the account long term. IRA returns usually exceed inflation. IRAs out-earn most assets over the long term. You can adjust your portfolio based on your age and risk tolerance. For money you don't need right away, but plan to use for a specific purpose in the next few months or years, time deposit accounts such as CDs and treasury bills are great choices. For example, if you have $25,000 saved for a down payment on a home, but you need to continue saving for another 6 months, you're better off putting that money into a 6-month CD than an IRA. With the IRA, you could face massive penalties for the early withdrawal. Here are a few circumstances when investing in a CD or another asset that can be better than contributing to an IRA. Age and risk. You're nearing retirement age, or you're already in retirement and you can't afford to risk losing any money. Contribution limits. You've already maxed out your retirement contributions for the year, but still want to save money and earn interest. If you want to learn more about Ayers LA and the types of programs we offer, follow us by clicking on any of the social media links at the top of our webpages. If you like what you see or hear, please click the like button. This podcast is for the sole use of our blind and print-impaired audience. Any unauthorized use is prohibited. We'll be back again next Wednesday to bring you more helpful news about business and personal finance. I'm Roger Baker.